This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, from the blast of a gun to a quiet ticking, illicit small arms are being transformed from something deadly into something timely, a wristwatch made of what's been dubbed humanium, metal derived from seized illegal firearms. Humanium is the brainchild of Peter Brun of the IM Swedish Development Partner Organization, who produced the watch in conjunction with the Triwa Watch Company, short for Transforming Industry Watches. As Mr. Brun tells it, the watch industry is focused on status and diamonds, but Triwa wants to make a different kind of watch, one that consists of the most valuable metal on Earth and concentrates on real peace efforts, they say. IM recently gifted UN Disarmament Affairs with a humanium watch, symbolising how peaceful transformation can be wrought from bloody conflict. He shared with Liz Scafidi how he came up with the innovative idea and outlined what his hopes for the peace metal were moving forward.
When working with the UNDP, I was destroying arms. We were throwing the metal away, and we thought, can't we convert this, give it a value chain from this scrap metal to the most valuable metal on Earth? We're saving lives with this. And then we came up actually with this name humanium, kind of making the reference to the periodic table, the new element, the new peace metal in that sense. And also the logo as such is a little bit referring to this periodic table.
What other products is this metal being used for?
It is now getting started where many brands are really showing interest in doing things with it. So this Swedish watchmaker, they were first. The acronym stands for Transforming Industry of Watches, where the watch industry is very much focused on status and diamonds and so on. And they wanted to make a different type of watch, which consists of the most valuable metal on Earth, but where they also contribute to real peace efforts. In our work in El Salvador and other places, we meet the people. A very good friend of mine is Amilcar Duran. He was shot when test driving a car as a mechanic. His colleague was killed. He survived, and he's now leading the Survivors Network. We were here in the building in June at the review conference of the UN Programme of Action, and he made a very powerful statement on the need to see the consequences of the small arms violence.
And how do you target the countries?
In the case of El Salvador, the authorities have been very open to us. So we work together with the civil society, but also with the government as such. We are leaving tomorrow for El Salvador, and we'll have a ceremony on Monday with the foreign minister, Mr. Castaneda, where we will talk about the initiative, launch it, hope that there will be a lot of interest among population in El Salvador, which we know there is already. And then 2 days later, there will be the arms destruction of 2018.
And I understand you have other countries slated?
Yes, of course. There are so many countries where the armed violence is far too high. It's not only that people are killed, the whole society suffers. Girls are not allowed to go to school because it's too violent, are the parents saying, or the health system is carrying a heavy, heavy burden, and so on. So all the consequences that the whole society is suffering, not only on a personal level. And then also we try to get people involved in the production in the countries. The Survivors Network, we are now developing projects where they themselves can convert the metal into products in El Salvador.
So then they would hire people to do
exactly.
That?
Exactly. People with disability that suddenly also get an income and an opportunity to show that the metal that used to cause so much damage can support them in getting back into society.
And then will the products be produced at
El Salvador? Yeah, yes, definitely. It's also a knowledge transfer that we're trying to promote. I mean, it is a disarmament initiative, but it's even more a development initiative and long-term. It's not a campaign that will be going on for half a year. It will be going on for 25, 30 years, we hope. We are convinced. It is something that will be going on. It's a huge problem that we will not solve, not even with the Agenda 2030, but of course the Sustainable Development Goals are a very important tool as well. We talk about gender equality, we talk about decent job, we talk about sustainable cities, we talk about partnership, but especially the Goal 16 on sustainable development. So, I mean, sustainable peace is really important for us.
When did you first come up with this idea?
When I was working with the UNDP in a regional team called CASAC, Central American Small Arms Control.
What year?
2008 to 2010.
When did you start implementing it?
2016. We have been thinking about this for 25 years, actually.
25 years?
Yeah, it has taken time to develop it and then make it a solid intervention. So I've been testing it on people, military people, people that develop concepts, innovative persons, and really trying to challenge them. Is it flawed in any way? And I think we have come up with a very, very solid mechanism that can contribute in many ways to a comprehensive disarmament effort.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
That we should have the focus on the people that suffer the armed violence, Amilcar, and other people that in their daily lives are carrying the consequences of the armed violence.